Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shocking Blue bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my brand new website, which is all about my new book, The Age of the Customer. Go to ageofthecustomer.com. You can watch a one-minute trailer. You can read a little bit about the book. You can see what other people have had to say about it, including our good friend Hector Barreto, who's with us right now. Hector is a former administrator of the SBA, chairman of the Latino Coalition, the author of The Engine of America. Hector, thanks again for being with us. Thanks for all that you do for so many people. Small business owners don't realize that, even now that you're out of government, you're out there in the marketplace making things better for people, and we appreciate your leadership.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate that.
Okay, so let's talk about I want to say Obamacare, a.k.a. Affordable Care Act, but it's actually the other way around, but it seems like it's become more Obamacare. So Obamacare, you've been doing some research and some writing on this, on what you think about how Obamacare is doing, how whether it's benefiting America's elderly. What do you think?
Well, you know, Jimmy, and thank you for bringing up the issue. And, you know, this is going to be a major, major theme all this year. It's a midterm election. You know, healthcare obviously touches everybody. Everybody in this country is affected by what's happening in healthcare. And what we're finding out is that there's a lot of what I call the maybe unintended, I hope they're unintended, unintended consequences of what you were talking about, the Affordable Care Act. You know, when they were debating this thing, they used to say, you know, they're going to cut $1 trillion out of Medicare, you know, to pay for this thing. And people would say, no, that's not possible. They would never do that. Well, yeah. Guess what? They are doing that. And what it's doing for seniors all across the country is it's raising their taxes. It's giving them less access to care. They're getting fewer plan choices than they used to have before. And worst of all, a lot of the doctors that they used to count on are saying, you know what, this is too hard, this is too complicated. I'm not even going to offer this coverage anymore. And so doctors are leaving that Medicare Advantage program.
Right.
So we're trying to educate people, inform them, and also we're trying to advocate, especially all the elected officials in the country, is whatever you do, don't cut more out of this program. It's too valuable.
This is another example, folks, of what happens when you have a law that is this expansive, this comprehensive, this enveloping of every American breathing right now, having a law like this that's passed by one party. This was a totally a one party passed this law, and now, I mean, there was nobody there to argue. Nobody there to argue. They didn't make sure that the other side could argue against, for example, cutting all this money out of Medicare. I mean, $1 trillion, and that's all that did. Basically, what that is just, it was good money to throw against what I consider to be Obamacare's monopoly money.
Well, and you know, the math just doesn't work out, Jimmy. You know, what they were saying is, look, we're going to do this, but it's not really going to affect anybody. We're going to take care of some of these gaps later on. And by the way, all the young people are going to sign up, and so that's going to really pay for the program. Well, guess what? Young people aren't signing up, the numbers aren't working out, and that's what makes us nervous, Jim, is that this is the first step. They'll go back and try to take more out of these programs and raise taxes on everybody, and I think that's the worst possible thing.
How is this going to matter? When is this $1 trillion that's taken out of Medicare, when is that going to hit? I mean, when are people going to start seeing the manifestation of that?
Well, they're already starting to see it, Jimmy. Now, I want to say that that's $1 trillion over 10 years.
Right.
But one of the things that you've seen immediately, like I said, is they've really watered down these plans. You're not getting as many benefits as you used to. Sometimes when these seniors are going in for treatment, and remember, this is a coverage that affects people with chronic decisions,
right,
infirmities like diabetes or
right,
kidney disease
or cancer
or some other nerve disease.
Yeah.
These are serious things. So, you know, an elderly person goes in there and they say, I'm sorry, they've made made changes in your plan, you're going to have to pay more for some of these treatments. Or we don't offer all the treatments that we used to, or your doctor's no longer going to cover
them. Because they're squeezing them on what they pay them for these. My doctor, I just had my physical recently, Hector, and I asked my doctor about that. He said, we're getting squeezed more and more by Medicare. And I'm not on Medicare, but we were talking about the whole issue. I said, where are you in all this? He said, a lot of my patients are Medicare, and it's getting harder and harder to make a living off of those.
Yep, they're just going to get out of that business altogether. And, you know, this is something we were talking about at the very beginning. It's like, okay, how are we going to cover...
Did we finally lose him? Well, I think we had a bad connection there with Hector Bredow, ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to get him back on the show any minute now. We'll dial him back. But the thing, folks, this is real right now. The Obamacare nightmare has many, many variations. And if you remember, I'm telling you, I've been warning you about this since 1998. I was warning you about this kind of government takeover. Grace Marie Turner was joining me on the show since 1998 to warn you about government taking over our medical system. And long before anybody ever heard of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, long before any of that happened, I was warning you about this. And now it's come to pass. And the Obamacare nightmare is the nightmare that keeps on giving, and it's going to affect every aspect, every part of our society, and it's doing it right now. It's manifesting right now, and I'll tell you, in my opinion, if we thought 2013 was a bad year for Obamacare, wait till we get to the end of this year. I think this is going to be a worse year, and it didn't have to happen. All it needed was passing something that had bipartisan support.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.